WFAN, WFAN-FM, WFAN-FM HD1 New York, and Odyssey Sports Station.
Over at Geo, coming to you live from Bill Ford Tough Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Just got a call from Phil Simms in the break.
Yep.
So,
yelling at Geo.
He just had some stuff to say to me. I earned it. I deserved it.
Yeah.
And he wanted to make sure that I heard it, and I did. So,
Geo's like, oh, we'll see you week one in the studio. And already Phil's like, yeah, I don't know if I can make it in that first game.
He did have like a legitimate excuse though. He said he might have to be somewhere that day with his schedule, but he said he would try if he didn't.
Oh,
so.
That's good.
Well, I mean, he took it seriously. He wasn't like, go F yourself, you know, which I thought it was what we were going to hear from that thing. But yeah, but he'll come in a couple times.
Yeah,
guarantee it. Guarantee it. You know, I'm doing this for you.
Okay.
I'm not doing this for me. It's kind of one of these things where I'm going against all of my sports talk philosophies just to satisfy you. Because I know the things that you like.
Okay.
And you like quarterbacks.
Yep.
And you like lists.
Yes.
And you like ranking stuff.
I kind of like ranking stuff every now and again, especially like, when it comes to football.
Like yesterday, you were like, top five coach quarterback combinations.
Yeah.
Let's go. So I was like, all right, we'll do this.
I didn't do it like that.
But... Well, that's what it felt like to me.
Okay.
That was my perspective on it. So I see this and I'm like, I don't want to do this. I don't want to bring this up.
Is this Brady and Manning's top five quarterback thing?
It's Brady's, yeah. I don't have Manning.
Yeah, Manning and Brady. They were a little bit different, yeah. But yeah, they're now media guys and they have to do crap like this.
Oh, so now it's crap. You love it.
I do love it because I've actually been on Media Guy longer than I was a football player. So
yeah.
I am knee deep into crap like this.
How about that?
How about that?
All right. So Tom Brady.
Yes.
Now that he's on Fox. Big opinionated Tom Brady.
They dumbed down the game, by the way.
Yeah.
Tom Brady. You know, by the way, you know, Tom played in an era where the coach was allowed to call the plays into the quarterback's helmet. Tom played in an era where he and Peyton Manning went to Roger Goodell, lobbied him to manipulate the footballs in the field so they were easier to throw. So who's dumbing down what?
Yeah, that's a shot back.
Let's face facts here. And, you know, you couldn't touch those guys.
That is true. And Brady had a lot of those rules.
They made the game so much softer.
They did, especially after he hurt his knee. They changed the rules after he hurt his knee.
Sissy football.
They wore wristbands.
Sissy football. Exactly right. I didn't wear a wristband. You know, I had to know the entire playbook, backward and forward, and had to know how to call the defenses on the field.
But did you actually call the plays or they were sent
in? I did one year. I did call the plays, and after about three games, I almost had a nervous breakdown.
Because the guys in the 70s, Greasy Brescia, they called the whole game.
Yeah, they had like 20 plays. I mean, my playbook was like encyclopedia, for God's sake.
So you're poo-pooing Johnny Unitas and Greasy.
I'm not poo-pooing. And you're also poo-pooing Tom Brady. Those guys actually took hits, real hits. They try to kill them, and they try to kill us. I mean, you know, John Randall dove at my knee. Did they change the rules? No.
No, they didn't, because you weren't as important to the game as Tom Brady was.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, when Marvin Harrison was being held by Ty Law all over the field in a playoff game, did they change the rules for them? Yes. Did they change them for us when they were holding Eddie Brown or Chris Collinsworth? No.
They did not. It's unbelievable.
Those guys were the squeaky wheel. That's why.
No
sissy
respect.
Sissy football.
Right. No respect.
There you go. Right, exactly.
So you've already seen the top five, so.
Well, why don't you give our audience a list of Tom Brady's top five quarterbacks in the NFL?
All right, so Tom Brady was asked at Fanatics Fest over the weekend his top five current quarterbacks in the NFL. Eddie, did you see this?
I did not.
Al, did you see this?
I did not.
Do you think that he put Aaron Rodgers in this list or not?
Yes.
Eddie? No.
Number five, Aaron Rodgers.
He's 40.
Yeah, but he's on there.
I was a little
surprised at that. Got to be honest with you. But he put Rodgers in there, having not played for a year and then...
Yeah, I think that's an ode to like somebody, you know, kind of he played against. It was
probably like, I got to put Aaron in here. I'm going to get a text message from him and he's going to be pissed off. So I just got to throw him in there for my own sake.
Number four.
Number four. Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow, number four.
Got to stay healthy. Got to stay upright.
Healthy.
Healthy, healthy, healthy.
Healthy, healthy, healthy.
Yes.
Number three. Reigning NFL MVP. Lamar Jackson. Number three.
So far, so good. You like this?
It's fine.
It's fine.
Yep.
See, if this were Jerry's golf tournament, they would have started at one and gone to five.
Exactly. But we're doing it the way that it should be done.
Yeah.
Number two.
He loves this guy, Tom. He always talks about him glowingly.
Glowingly.
Number two, Josh Allen, Buffalo Bills.
And, of course,
number one, Patrick Mahomes.
So there you go. Patrick Mahomes.
So who's not in his top five is really what it comes down to, because then you go running to those guys and say, hey, Tom Brady doesn't have you in his top five.
Yeah, I mean, the glaring omission, Daniel Jones, clearly. It was the glaring omission in this thing, how he left him out. No, I mean, yeah. I mean, I can't argue really with any of this. I mean, I guess you can't put Justin Herbert in there right now.
No, you can't, because he hasn't gone to the, you know, one, and you can't put Trevor Lawrence in there.
You could be in there.
Yeah, you could, especially after what he did last year, last 2 years for that matter. But I could see Tom Brady looking at him saying, oh, he's a system quarterback.
Yeah. Well, he would think the same of Brock Purdy, would he not?
Yeah, I think Brock Purdy's pretty good.
He's pretty good. Yeah, I mean, I think these are probably...
And Brock Purdy's more Tom Brady than he is, you know, right? I mean, late round draft choice, Mr. Irrelevant.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, so you would think that they would have more in common.
Yeah, I'm trying to... I don't think really he's... I mean, this is sort of the five. I mean, if anything, I would... Because, you know, when Tua was cranking last year, man, he was definitely in that conversation. Now, I think a lot of stuff changed with that team.
Well, when they went on the road and they lost to Baltimore in particular, that was a game where, okay, I think that's where Lamar Jackson took the lead in the MVP voting.
Oh, right. Yep. So I'm getting a text from Jimmy Traina here talking about this, that he said, if you watch the clip, which I didn't, I'm reading off of CBSSports.com, he didn't say Rodgers originally. Stephen A. did, and then Brady said, okay, but originally Brady just listed four and goes, I'll leave it at that. They didn't even want to name five. So basically he was guilted into saying Aaron Rodgers number five.
So maybe he'll still get a text from Aaron.
Maybe.
You might.
Mm-hmm.
You know how we are very sensitive about our rankings.
I would think so.
I mean, you know, we all want to be number one. You know that.
Of course. I mean, it's just, that's the... Everybody, well, most people do. I think if you have any ambition or pride, you want to be first.
Of course you do.
Hmm. What about Dak? You think Dak should have been in that list?
What about Matthew Stafford?
I know. Jalen Hurts?
Not after last year. You know, but he played. I know, but he played hurt.
I mean, Aaron Rodgers didn't even play. I mean, that would be the only ones. Tua! C.J. Stroud.
Tua!
1 year, C.J. Stroud?
Yeah, rookie of the year, and he's not going to make that list.
So the ones that you could say potentially that could be in there
would be Tua, Dak,
C.J. Stroud, and Justin Herbert.
Jalen Hurts.
Those would be the guys.
What about Jared Goff?
No, sorry. Love Jared, what he's been able to do. Respect, but
right. Respect.
Not up there.
Okay. How about Brock Purdy?
Yeah, we already talked about
it. Oh, we did? Okay.
Yeah. And we said that Brady might... call him a system quarterback, even though his career trajectory is similar.
It's, untested or nobody believed in him when he was drafted, let's put it that way. And then he just turned out to be a person that was right there with Tua, along with Lamar. Like I said, Lamar overtook those guys late in the season with the December to remember, as those guys floundered a little bit towards the end of the season.
Yeah, we're talking to our buddy Keith, who stepped up and donated all that money to play with us on Monday at the charity golf tournament that Jerry organized. And we actually got into a Brock Purdy contract discussion that day.
Yes, we did.
With Keith. And Keith thinks that he won't get Purdy in that $50 million range. And he'll be, because of the salary cap situation with the 49ers and all the players that they have to pay, that he'll get somewhere in like the 42,
no way,
$43 million and be happy with it.
Nope, no way. No way. They've already got a bargain on their hands, and they haven't had to pay for that guy's performance. And
that would be the agent's, what he would say, for sure.
100%.
Got me on a discount, man.
You got him on the biggest discount in the history of the NFL, given where he's taken his team and where he was drafted and how much of a important role he played in overtaking a third overall draft pick, Trey Lance.
Mm-hmm.
And Jimmy Garoppolo. How much money did they put into Jimmy Garoppolo and Trey Lance, and this guy comes in and takes them to the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Come on, man.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
We should come up with a segment. Come on, man.
I've never heard of that one. That's a good one. I think that's original. I think we should start it tomorrow.
Okay.
What about You Got Mossed? Want to try that one, too?
I love that. We got mossed. Al got mossed.
Yeah, he did. Gary's in Jersey. What's going on, Gary?
Oh, hello, guys.
Hi, Gary. Hi.
Gary, how are you?
All right. I'm slowly recovering. You know, at the end of July, I went into Hackensack Hospital for a stomach operation, and they said, oh, it's an hour or two. And it turned out to be 6 hours, six stents. And I was in just such bad shape. But when I woke up in my room, they had this big wall TV, and I skipped to the remote, and I found CBS Sports, Boomer and Geo, and I want to tell you, I was never so happy as to find that, because it just took my mind off of this terrible shape I was in. And I just want to thank you guys for that.
Wow, Gary. I mean, that means a lot to us. And sorry we've taken so much time off in July and August. You're getting a lot of Jerry Recco, Joe Beningo, Willie Colon, Sal Licata, Richard Neer. But if you keep watching, starting the Tuesday after Labor Day, we're not taking any days off until Thanksgiving. So we do appreciate you, and we hope you stick with us, and we hope you're feeling better. How are you feeling now?
Slowly, one day at a time. By the way, Gio, I heard you this morning. I think you need a little sign there on a table that says, give me liberty or give me death.
Oh, what in regards to what? I forget everything we do, Gary. I really do.
The Liberty. You were talking about the Liberty team.
Oh, that's right. That's
basketball
right,
team,
the
yes.
WNBA now, yes. The WNBA, Gary. Yes, thank you for reminding me. Very good. Very, very good. So, yeah,
hey,
pretty
Boomer.
Cool, Boomer, huh?
Yeah, Gary. What's happening?
You know, I went to the University of Maryland, and in 1968, they changed the rules to allow freshmen to wrestle on the varsity, and I became the first freshman to win an Atlantic Coast Conference championship in wrestling.
Well, nice. Congratulations, Gary. All right. I like it.
Nice. A little...
Hey, good for you.
Good for you. That's right. Yeah, that's right,
Eddie. You and Boomer got something in common there, kicking some ass in Maryland.
Yeah, well, it was all downhill after that, but I enjoyed it while I was there.
Well, Gary, feel better, man, and thanks for the kind words, and hopefully we can keep a smile on your face.
All right, keep up the good work. By the way, the best years you guys had was during the pandemic when you had no sports to talk about, when you could just freelance, you know?
I thought you just started watching in July.
No. I've been watching for years.
That was weird.
Now I'm confused.
Yeah,
Gary.
I am confused.
I'm very confused.
No, I just said the operation came in July.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
And I'm slowly recovering, I've been a fan for a long time.
Oh, okay. Very good.
Especially of Al Dukes. He's the best.
Okay. All right, Gary. Well, thanks, man, and feel better and stay in touch, all right?
All right. Thanks, guys. Bye.
All right, let's get See
it. See that, Al? Doesn't that make you feel good?
Yeah, I'm confused, though, because he said he just... he was in the hospital bed and found the station and was very excited.
Maybe he was convalescing and he was watching us, probably laughing a little bit with some of the people around him while he was in the hospital, that kind of thing. And maybe he's on some drugs right now just to help him get through some of the stuff that's going on.
Here's what I think happened. I think that Al Hurd found the show in July. He put it up on the board here as I found the show in July. So then we're listening in that context. And what he was saying was, here he is in the hospital, and he goes through the TV, and like, oh, look at that. This is great. I can watch Boomer and Geo, my favorite show, in the hospital.
Maybe it was a different cable system than what he has, different channel. You never know.
Or maybe he just listened on the radio and didn't realize it was on TV as well. I don't know.
But it was a very nice thing.
It was a very nice call. And the thing that really struck me was that he probably doesn't even like sports, because he said our best shows that we did was when we were doing the COVID shows.
Yeah, the COVID shows got off to a very, very slow start and then got better.
I don't even remember those shows.
I do. I mean, in the beginning, it was as bad as it gets.
It was rough.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
No, it was.
I kind of felt good. I was riding my bike. I was doing good. I was feeling good.
That's very nice.
Yeah. I was looking forward to waking up and talking to you guys.
It got better. In the beginning, it was a lot of death.
Well, we all were dealing with that. I mean, you know, we were being hit over the head.
Every single
day, and we were trying not. Was it my fault?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry. All right, guys.
Hold on. Did he or did he not have a refrigerated corpse truck obsession?
Yes.
That was like once a day. It was like boomer COVID bingo. Every day. They got morgues on wheels. Refrigerated trucks. They're throwing the bodies into it. I was like, okay, never mind. I guess we'll talk about The Last Dance next segment. Boomer and Geo on the Fan. How about that, Scottie Pippen? Boomer and Geo on the Fan at CBS Sports Network.
It's the morning show with Boomer and Geo.
Hi, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Is Stephen Waldron here yet to film our offices? Because I just have a feeling he's going to be late, and then it's going to be a problem, and then all of a sudden we're not going to be here, and then they're going to film the offices without us around.
Hey, I'm out at 10:15. I got to go over to Jersey today again.
Oh, really?
Yes.
We're happy to have you.
Yes.
Again. By the way, what do you mean? You told me the other day what a lovely ride you had, no traffic in or out.
That's right, because it's August. But it's still a distance. I got to go out 78.
Yeah.
So.
Well, you're fourth on the list today. So they saved you for last.
We're going to get to you after Jerry and I taped the podcast.
Right. So 10:40?
Yeah, okay, see you guys.
So, yeah. So what they're going to do is they're going to wait for Jerry and Al to finish the podcast so then they can do their office first. Then I'm after that. Luckily, I got nothing going on today, so it'll be perfect.
You know what the worst thing is that, you know, you have something after the show like you and I do, and we have to deal with potential other traffic issues that, you know, other people aren't really paying attention to because they're here until later in the day.
Okay.
So we want to get out immediately.
Sure.
If we can.
Yeah.
Not every day, but if we can.
Yeah.
It's amazing how many times, if I want to leave early, how many people are coming into my office just like,
I know.
By it early, always seems that way.
I mean, it always seems that way when you have somewhere to be, that there's, you know, it's just like knocking people away as you're trying to get out the door.
It's like going through the who wants a drill.
It's tough, man. You know, a lot of people demanding of your time.
No, I mean, of everybody's time. Like, you know, today I will be going first with the office.
Yeah.
That's called seniority, boys. Although I know Eddie's been around here longer, but sorry, Ed. I gotta go.
All right, so I guess they're gonna film your office. Just make sure you leave it open then.
You know, last time I left it open, Pat Boyle ended up drinking my beer and laying on my couch.
Oh, that's funny.
That's true. I get the thing fumigated.
All right, Jerry, what is going on with you?
Brought to you by the Farmer's Dog, fresh human-grade dog food delivered right to your door, and by Jackpocket. Order official state lottery games on your phone with Jackpocket.
0-2 pitch. Reach for, looped in the air, right center field, coming on Soto. He reaches for it, and it gets past him. This is going to roll all the way to the wall. One run scores. Two run scores. Here comes Freeman. He's going to touch home standing up. Over at third base with a bases clearing triple is David Fry, and it is now an 8-3 Guardians lead in the 12th.
Part of a six-run 12th inning. Guardians beat the Yankees 9-5. Justin Shackle with the call here on the Fan. Lane Thomas, the go-ahead RBI double. You had that big triple by Fry, and Jose Ramirez with an RBI single to highlight the frame. Not to be lost, Luis Gil left in the fourth inning. Back tightness. He allowed three runs on three hits. He walked six. Here he was. He says it just kind of flared up.
Yeah, I never felt anything like that, you know. And yeah, you're a little worried because, you know, you come out of the game because you're feeling something that's not right, you know. But at the same time, you just got to take it day by day and see how I feel tomorrow.
And that was through a translator. Tomorrow is now today, where tonight Nestor Cortes will make the start. But
it's my favorite, one of my favorite Mako things. Tomorrow's now today.
Yeah.
All the time. But a guy would finish the, you know, tomorrow. Yeah. I'm going to just try to get out there and throw, tomorrow's today.
Speaking of yesteryear.
I can't believe I missed him when he was.
Mink?
Yeah. That's too bad. I heard he made a lot of mistakes.
He had his troubles.
Yeah. That's okay. He was rusty.
Yeah, a little bit. And it wasn't his fault. He had a lot of problems with the computer, which he hadn't used in 4 years.
Yeah, old man technology stuff. We've seen that with
him. Yeah, but I did think it was interesting. What's that? We've seen that a lot.
We've seen that with Boomer plenty. The old man technology stuff, it's just a tough, you know, you reach a certain age.
You're not good with technology?
There was one thing on my phone, and, you know, and Gio couldn't figure it out. So
it's one of those things, no, I could figure it out, and
you
I did.
You figured one out. You didn't figure the other out.
The other one.
And it had to do with, what, United Airlines or something? Or?
United Airlines I figured out. The other one, nobody could figure out because the thing was completely shot.
Yes.
But you know how, like, one thing will happen and then, you know, somebody will just latch onto that and bring it up all the time.
Oh, I've heard of that a couple of times. Yeah. You know, if I hit myself in the face with a golf ball once, I don't know if you know that.
So this is my version of that to him, like with the softball team stuff. So because of that one time, he couldn't figure out
old
his phone and the app. It's old man technology. Boomer has a real tough time with it.
It was great seeing your dad at your golf tournament. I wanted to ask him.
I'm surprised you didn't.
I was going to ask, do you think Jerry was dead when he hit himself in the golf
ball? To be honest, I went to Chuck Healy, the pro, because he was the one that made the announcement to start playing.
Yes.
I thought for sure you were going to ask for the microphone to let everybody know there that at one point in time during Father's Day last year,
yes,
I hit myself in the face with a golf ball.
What a missed opportunity.
Stunned that you did not do that.
Well, I was trying to be nice and polite. It was your golf tournament.
Nice and polite.
Everybody was wonderful. Everybody was so accommodating.
Here's the newest thing now. Here's the newest thing. Apparently, my shorts were half an inch too long for numbnuts over here. Now we're going after the length of the shorts. I've straightened out the pants situation. Since I've lost some weight, I can wear my clothes again. Now my shorts are just a little too long for this guy. Mm-hmm. See how many times we hear that one now.
Well.
Eli sucks. Juan Soto. Eli sucks. Juan Soto. Golf ball in the face.
Pay guys not to play.
Softball team's dead. Oh, man. We did it.
I wasn't the one that called your shorts capris.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't. You did.
No. I said my line was
those shorts.
No, you call them capris. My line was it looks like he's wearing Joseph's pants.
Joseph's taller than me.
Yeah, I know. And then I looked over and I was that didn't work either.
Like that, I'm 3 inches taller than me now.
I'm just saying, like, the shorts are
great.
Listen, hang over your kneecaps,
which is the way I like them.
Your criticisms are so specific.
Yes,
of his clothes now.
Very much so.
They're hanging over his kneecap.
Right.
Yeah.
But yet your stomach hangs over your waist. No one says anything to you.
Yeah, they do. I don't care.
Right.
What do you care?
I don't, but it's changing with the shorts. Who cares?
I can get you a great pair of shorts.
I'm good. I like my clothes. Thank you very much.
Is this a good length?
Yeah. I know. It's almost like you got to be inspected now.
It's a perfect length.
All right, good. Yeah, by the way, I'd like some shirts and shorts from today's habit. So you're playing with a guy who... Yes. Provides clothing, and I'd like...
Oh, come on.
I'd like some gift baggery, if possible.
Well, I was definitely going to get Jerry a pair of shorts.
I'm good. You should bring a photo of Brandon. Say, this is the clothes
I
want to
look like. Yeah.
I want to look like him.
Like when women bring a picture of a celebrity's hair cut to their stylist. Yeah. I want to look like this.
Make it look like that. Exactly.
Brandon's a double shot of hotness.
Get in my ass.
I'm telling you.
Forgot about that one. Mets lost to the Orioles and looked silly along the way as well.
They all won.
swinging a little flare to left, charging in. Nimmo still coming, slides down, can't get it. Mullins held up, the ball rolls along the left field line. Mullins rounds third, coming to the plate. Nimmo's throw not in time, backed up by Young. Throw to third, gets away from Vientos down the line. Here comes Henderson trying to score, or at least Mountcastle, and he scores, and going all the way to third is Henderson.
Memo to pitchers, do not
throw
the ball into
left field. 2-run
score,
the Orioles go up 9-5.
Yeah, it's not a good thing.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Howie Rose.
On WCBS 880, part of a 9-5 Orioles win over the Mets. Here was Carlos Mendoza, sloppy.
Nimmo makes an attempt, making a diving play, can't make the play, then we throw the ball home play. At that point, we just got to stop the play. You know, once you start throwing the ball all over the place, it's not a good thing. So we just got to stop it there and limit the damage.
The umpire was right there. Young was getting ready to throw it. Yeah, said, hop over the ump.
They didn't know what to do. What a mess of a play.
Yes.
Here was Nimmo.
It's unfortunate. I feel terrible about it for Danny. You know, he did his job on getting a little weak contact there. And so would love to have come up with that play. But I guess the silver lining is I am okay.
Right. Meaning he didn't hurt himself further by not diving, but sliding for the ball. J.D. Martinez did a homer in the loss. And Jose Quintana, not very good. Mets now trail Atlanta by 2.5 for the third wild card in the National League as the Braves beat the Phillies 3-1. From football, well, we talked about Aaron Rodgers all morning. How about we hear from Malik Nabers, who was with Evan and Tiki yesterday. Nabers quite competitive, even though it's the preseason. Not thrilled with his preseason game in Houston over the weekend.
I don't feel like I did enough. I mean, you know, there's a lot of plays I still left out there on the field. I mean, there's a lot of plays that's still going to be made through the season. So I'm just trying to continue to be that guy that they can rely on, that they can count on, that the quarterback trusts when he throws the ball.
How about that?
I thought he sounded great yesterday.
Yeah,
through the squeaking in the background.
Yes. But I thought he sounded great yesterday.
Never found a wrench in all that.
It wasn't a wrench. No. I think it was something needed to be.
They needed WD-40. What they needed.
Steve went up there with a wrench. You couldn't tighten that bolt any further. The three or four that he tried. Now, here was Nabers. You have goals for the season?
It's so many. I look into record books a lot. I look into, you know, rookie records.
You want all of them. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, I want all of them.
That would be a big, big season.
I love it. Yeah, that's what I said. He sounded great yesterday.
If he did have that. Yeah. Brian Burns sat down with him as well. Evan asked him on the spot, can you name the six head coaches you have had in your short time in the NFL? And he got through it pretty good.
Yeah, Ron Rivera.
That's one.
Perry was our interim head coach.
Perry Fiorentz, too.
Right? Yeah, and then Matt Rhule came in.
That's three. Right?
And then Steve Wilks was our interim. And then Frank Wright came in.
Five.
And
almost there.
Oh,
you said
almost
there.
He's
right there.
He's
there. He's
what did we call?
That guy's name? I forgot his name, too, by the way.
It's on the tip of my tongue, but he was our special teams coordinator.
Chris.
I don't even know who this is.
By the way, who is it? Chris Tabor.
He didn't know. He couldn't come up with a last name.
It was great because Brian Burns countered with that and said, okay, now name all the midday shows WFAN has had since you moved to afternoons. And Evan struggled with that, too.
There's been a few. There have been a few. I think I'd struggle with it, too, actually. And then Vikings defensive coordinator Brian Flores with the comments from Tua. So he talked about his team. And then basically brought up the Tua stuff.
You know, specific to, you know, the comments that were made by Tua. I just want to say, look, I'm happy, genuinely happy, genuinely happy for the success that Tua's had. And I really wish him nothing but the best.
And then went on to say he needs to be get better. He can learn from this, blah, 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 blah. Chad and Shannon on their on their podcast, their take on all this?
It's all about knowing your player. You can't talk to your players like that, especially not your quarterback. You don't tell your quarterback that.
Maybe that's something that Coach Belichick would tell Tom Brady. But like you said, the mark of a great coach is to understand his players and to communicate and to get the best out of them without the player feel like he's being demeaned. I don't care. If Tom Brady is repeatedly told every single day, you ain't nothing, it starts to eat at you.
Now, I'm confused there because in the middle of that, he's saying Belichick could have talked to Brady like that, and clearly it worked and it was fine. But then at the end, he's also saying maybe not repeatedly.
Yeah, but you know, there was also frustration on Tom Brady's behalf. Sometimes he would, you know, question whether or not he's ever accomplished anything around here the way that I get treated by the head coach. But the head coach, you got to know the head coach. He's an old school head coach, and there's nothing like being in a locker room when somebody's getting screamed at, especially when it's the best player. It's like it's hilarious in some ways.
And, also puts everybody on notice.
Yeah, but if the coach, and we've heard Edelman say this, we've heard Gronkowski say this, they all talk about some of the criticisms that Bill would bring up in their meetings. Like, hey, Brady, you know, the quarterback over here at Foxborough High School can make that throw. Why can't you make that throw? That kind of thing. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And that's not for everybody. I get it. I mean, Al was crying in the dugout 1 year when I was yelling at him. I told him to man up.
Well, I think he was more the person.
Yeah, I think I was crying because it was so far away from home.
Yes.
All right, time now for Moment of the Day, brought to you by the family of Casamigos Tequilas, Añejo, Blanco, Cristalino, Reposado, Mezcal, and the new Casamigos Jalapeno. Casamigos Tequila, brought to you by those who drink it, reminding you to enjoy each moment of your day responsibly. So earlier today, the guys were marveling at how well-dressed and how good BT looked at Yankee Stadium last night on the field. Then Eddie would drop in a clip and Boomer would lose it.
That looks like a guy who's getting busy. He's a busy guy. Like he's talking to Cash or something about like some players or something.
Talking to Cash?
Yeah.
Texting Cash?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's just walking by women, getting them pregnant. Just walking there all of a sudden. Like, whoa! Jizz?
Boomer and Geo on the Fan at CBS Sports Network. Odyssey Lottery Recap presented by Jack Pocket. Powerball is now $20 million. Mega Millions is now $527 million. Order Powerball and Mega Millions on your phone using the Jack Pocket app. 18 or older. Gambling problem in New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY in New Jersey, call 1-800-GAMBLER. See jackpocket.com. There's TOS for turn.
All right. All right. This, this summer's hottest line. I gotta do this justice. Okay. All right. Come on. Why do I have this one right? This summer's hottest lineup isn't at a music festival. Was at Yankee Stadium.
There you go. Moment of the day.
Oh, very good, Jerry. Thank you. We will see you tomorrow. It's Boomer and Geo.
And by the way, is Dr. Hotness here yet?
Yeah.
He's got to be here.
He should be.
Yeah,
I haven't seen him, but
we should find out why he dapped up the Guardian.
Yeah, hey, Steve Aldrin's here, too.
Oh, thank God. Yeah, awkwardly. Fake coughing on everybody. All right, good. I'm glad that he's
I'll
on
time.
I'll
find out if BT's here for you.
No, he's definitely. You know what though? He doesn't like to be bothered.
All right.
No, I mean I'll talk to him anytime. I'm just saying, there's a lot of times he does not like to be bothered before the show.
All right.
And I've learned this out the hard way.
Yeah, it's intimidating to walk in there and go, "Do you have a moment?"
He's like, "Come on, goddamn." That's what it's like. He's like, you know, you guys,
what?
You freaking losers.
This slow day in sports, huh? All right, fine.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, it's not, it's, if you want to go and do it, I just can't do it anymore.
No.
The last time when Stugatz was here and I went and I asked if Sal could come in, it was like I asked Brandon for a kidney.
I'm feeling up to it. I'm going to ask him.
Right, oh, you're feeling up to it. Yeah, all right. Man. I like that. Good job.
Throw your ball.
No chance. Al's like, I'm feeling up to doing my job today. All right. Geo coming alive in the Built Ford Tough Studio.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer and Geo.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. So very quickly, a recap. Yesterday was John and Susan T-shirt day at Yankee Stadium, and Brandon Tierney of BT and Sal was over there. There's some video of him that was posted to our WFAN X account, and I wasn't kidding. I wasn't joking at all. I thought he looked great yesterday in his outfit and everything. He looked like a great representative of the radio station. But then we saw the video of him like walking over and dapping up a member of the Cleveland Guardians. So we wanted to know, did he know the guy? Or was that just him being like just full of BT-ness? So we said, oh, he's got to be here now. He's got to have enough prep for the show. So let's go and have him on the last segment. So Al went looking for BT and...
Not here today.
Not here.
Oh, he just decided to take the day off?
Solo Sal day.
Solo Sal day. Yeah. All right. So we got some scuttlebutt we are not allowed to break because it's just not our place to do so. But
did you get arrested by the FBI?
No. So I believe right away in the first segment of BT and Sal, you're going to find out this scuttlebutt. And
did he quit?
No, he didn't quit.
Did the Yankees give him a job?
The Guardians did, actually. The Guardians hired the field yesterday.
So maybe Mike Chernoff.
Maybe.
Mike Chernoff gave him a job.
Right off the field, said, listen, this guy fits right in. He's dapping up the players. This is perfect. He'd be a perfect Guardian. But no, that's none of that.
The scuttlebutt, is it nothing serious?
Well, I don't know. What's serious? I think everybody's definition of serious is different.
I mean, he doesn't have health. Well, there's no way he has health issues. With the way he looks.
Yeah, absolutely not. It would be a shocker if he did.
It's like chiseled out of marble.
Yeah. He's got that 5 o'clock shadow all day long.
Yep.
He shaves, it comes right back. 30 seconds. So anyway, no, it's a...
All right, so it's good scuttlebutt. Or just scuttlebutt.
I didn't say anything about good, bad, whatever. I'm just saying that that Sal and BT will have some breaking news that involves their program.
Oh, boy.
Coming up at 10 a.m.
They're splitting up.
Say that. Why is everything always negative with you? Refrigerated morgue trucks, just breaking up the show. It could be something great.
I'm very disappointed in you because you did not give me the scuttlebutt.
I was told I couldn't do it, and I had to save it for them.
Usually when
if I swooped in, it would not be a good thing to do.
All right, so what happens is people come to you at scuttlebutt, and normally the scuttlebutt is negative. Somebody's ticked off at somebody. Somebody's mad at the architect. Somebody's mad at this one.
Yeah.
Somebody's pissed off because that guy's getting more money. I mean, is Sal mad because BT was on the field last night or something? That's what I'm thinking.
I can't say any more about it. I mean,
all right.
I just can't. This is what you need to know, is that in the first segment of the show, you're going to find out why BT isn't there.
Okay.
That's all.
But he's healthy.
As far as I know, yeah.
Okay. But you know the scuttlebutt. That's why I'm asking.
Yeah, but I know the scuttlebutt doesn't mean that I know if he's healthy or not. I have no idea.
Just turn your mic off for 1 second and tell me.
All right. All right, here we go. Hold on. I got to cover my mouth because we're on television as well on CBS Sports Center.
No way.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Seriously?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Oh, boy.
How do you think people are going to process that?
Man, I can't believe that's happening.
Yeah.
Well.
Should we tell Al in the talk back? Al, do you know? Did someone tell you?
I do not.
Should we tell him?
I don't know.
I want to kind of get his reaction.
But he can't say what you're telling him.
Yeah. Hold on, here we go. I got to cover my mouth.
Interesting.
Mm.
All right. How do you process that? Stop doing that noise.
How do I process it?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Ah, see? That's what I said.
Kind of explains some of his earlier activities last night, doesn't it?
Oh, yes.
Mm. Dapping up players. Getting a lay of land. No. This is my domain. It's like when you adopt a dog and it pees in the corner of your living room. This is my territory.
My territory.
Damn right.
That's going to be an interesting conversation between he and Sal. That's for sure.
It will be.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer and Geo.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. So very quickly, a recap. Yesterday was John and Susan T-shirt day at Yankee Stadium, and Brandon Tierney of BT and Sal was over there. There was some video of him that was posted to our WFAN X account. And I wasn't kidding. I wasn't joking at all. I thought he looked great yesterday in his outfit and everything. He looked like a great representative of the radio station. But then we saw the video of him like walking over and dapping up a member of the Cleveland Guardians. So we wanted to know, did he know the guy, or was that just him being like just full of BT-ness? So we said, oh, he's got to be here now. He's got to have enough prep for the show. So let's go and have him on the last segment. So Al went looking for BT and...
Not here today.
Not here.
Oh, he just decided to take the day off?
Solo Sal Day.
Solo Sal Day. Yeah. All right. So we got some scuttlebutt we are not allowed to break because it's just not our place to do so. But
did he get arrested by the FBI?
No. So I believe right away in the first segment of BT and Sal, you're going to find out this scuttlebutt. And
did he quit?
No, he didn't quit.
Did the Yankees give him a job?
The Guardians did, actually. The Guardians hired him right off the field yesterday.
So maybe Mike Chernoff.
Maybe.
Chernoff gave him a job.
Right off the field, said, listen, this guy fits right in. He's dapping up the players. This is perfect. He'd be a perfect Guardian. But no, that's none of that.
The scuttlebutt, is it nothing serious?
Well, I don't know. What's serious? I think everybody's definition of serious is different.
I mean, he doesn't have health. Well, there's no way he has health issues. With the way he looks.
Yeah, absolutely not. It'd be a shocker if he did.
It's like chiseled out of marble.
Yeah. He's got that 5 o'clock shadow all day long.
Yep.
He shaves, it comes right back. 30 seconds.
All right, so it's good scuttlebutt. Or just scuttlebutt.
I didn't say anything about good, bad, whatever. I'm just saying that that Sal and BT will have some breaking news that involves their program.
Oh, boy.
Coming up at 10 a.m.
They're splitting up.
Say that. Why is everything always negative with you? Refrigerated morgue trucks just breaking up the show. It could be something great.
I'm very disappointed in you because you did not give me the scuttlebutt.
I was told I couldn't do it, and I had to save it for them.
Usually when
if I swooped in, it would not be a good thing to do.
All right, so what happens is people come to you at scuttlebutt, and normally the scuttlebutt is negative. Somebody's ticked off at somebody. Somebody's mad at the architect. Somebody's mad at this one.
Yeah.
Somebody's pissed off because that guy's getting more money. I mean, is Sal mad because BT was on the field last night or something? That's what I'm thinking.
I can't say any more about it. I mean,
all right.
I just can't. This is what you need to know, is that in the first segment of the show, you're going to find out why BT isn't there.
Okay.
That's all.
But he's healthy.
As far as I know, yeah.
Okay. But you know the scuttlebutt. That's why I'm asking.
Yeah, but I know the scuttlebutt doesn't mean that if I know if he's healthy or not. I have no idea.
Just turn your mic off for 1 second and tell me.
All right. All right, here we go. Hold on. I got to cover my mouth because we're on television as well on CBS Sports Center.
No way!
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Seriously?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Oh, boy.
How do you think people are going to process that?
Man. I can't believe that's happening.
Yeah.
Well.
Should we tell Al in the talk back? Al, do you know? Did someone tell you?
I do not.
Should we tell him?
I don't know.
I want to kind of get his reaction.
But he can't say what you're telling him.
Yeah. Hold on. Here we go. I got to cover my mouth.
Interesting.
Mm.
All right. How do you process that? Stop doing that noise.
How do I process it?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Ah, see? That's what I said.
Kind of explain some of his earlier activities last night, doesn't it?
Oh, yes.
Mm. Dapping up players. Getting a lay of the land. No. This is my domain. It's like when you adopt a dog and it pees in the corner of your living room. This is my territory.
My territory.
Damn right.
That's going to be an interesting conversation between he and Sal. That's for sure.
It will be.